We're here on KSOM, and we're taking a look back at the high school baseball season, talking now about the Nottoway Valley baseball team, and the head coach for the Wolverines is Dan Jamison. And, Coach, how do you feel overall about your team? I mean, the record didn't quite go your way, 4-16, but how'd you feel overall about this past season?
Oh, you know how it is. Sometimes I take it as it comes, and, you know, we thought maybe we'd be a little bit better this year, get a few more on the win column, but, you know, we end up showing some progression towards the end there, and, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to get better throughout the season, and, you know, if it doesn't pay off this year, hopefully, you know, with all the experience we gained, you know, next year or the following years.
Absolutely. You hope you build a little bit for the future along the way. You did have four seniors on your roster this season: Trent Warner, Christian Putney, Eli Harris, and Paul Berg as well. What can you say about your graduating players?
Of course, you know, you're always going to miss them, you know. Christian did a nice job this year for us at first base. You know, he made all the routine plays he should make and pulled out a few nice plays here and there. And, you know, he contacted the ball pretty well at the plate. And, you know, Trent, you know, he's just a really good athlete. We're glad to have him back out this year. Last year, he took the year off to get ready for wrestling. He really hit the wrestling hard last summer and ended up getting the state title there for heavyweight. And, you know, so that paid off big for him. Then he got a shot put title this spring. And, you know, he said he wanted to come out yet. It's like, sure, you know, we're not going to tell you no, Trent. You know, the big, strong guy. And, you know, like I say, you know, we, you know, baseball is something you got to put a lot of time into it and pay off. And, you know, Trent put some extra time into it with us during the season, but, you know, just couldn't quite find that timing. And, you know, but when he did, he can hit that ball hard. And, you know, he's good to have around, just a good guy to have around, period. Eli Harris, you know, he's been up with us for 5 years now. And, you know, he play wherever you want him to play. The kid, you know, he just catches, he'll play wherever. He just does a great job. Pitched a lot for us. I think he logged 27 innings. And, you know, he'd always take the ball against tougher teams. You know, never back down from it. And he always gave us a good chance on the mound. And at the plate, you know, he didn't quite hit what he wanted to. But he did have – he came up clutch for us a few games against Earlham. He had the go-ahead run in the top of the seventh, go-ahead RBI, I mean. And against Wayne in our 11-inning game, he had the walk-off hit. So, you know, he came through in a few good situations for us. And Paul Berg, our primary shortstop, you know, he's been playing up with us for – quite a few years again, and, you know, 5 years, and he just, you know, real lanky kid, and he could range and make some outstanding plays. And at the plate, he hit .339 for us with 15 RBIs, and, you know, he had three triples, and just, he can really get after it. You know, they're senior classes, you know, like I say, you always miss them. You know, they always bring a lot of that experience and leadership, and, you know, you're going to miss it.
Yeah, absolutely, and it'll be hard to replace, especially a guy at short, but somebody always emerges, you know, like an eighth grader this year. Titan Foster batted .400 for you. I mean, he essentially became your leading hitter, reliable guy at the plate. You know, was that expected? You know, when you bring an eighth grader in, you don't expect him to hit .400. What did you see? What made Titan so good so fast?
Actually, he's a freshman, but... last year we brought him up late in the season as an eighth grader, and he got three or four hits late in the season for us. And then this year, Titan just, he's kind of wired a little differently. He knows he can get it done, and he gets after it. And like I say, when you start talking about who's the leadoff hitter and stuff, and he emerged pretty quick. Just the way, you know, you say to be a leadoff hitter, you kind of got to want to be there, and you have that, attitude to, I mean, start the fire and didn't get it going. And like I say, he started out the year hitting well over 500. He ended up hitting right at 400 with 22 hits, scored 21 runs for us, and had 20 stolen bases. So, you know, he just, you know, he's wired a little differently. He knows that he can get after it, and he just does it.
Yeah. Sometimes bound, they misidentify players' classification. I don't know why, but they have them listed as an eighth grader. Pitching-wise, I mean, you do lose Eli. Like you said, he was your workhorse starter this past year, but you had other guys that threw. What is your priority to see some improvement from pitching going into next season?
I think we returned 5 or 6 guys that threw this year on the varsity level, and you know, that's going to be huge. Ty Schrode, he'll be a senior next year. You know, Ty gave us, I think, 27 innings also this year, and he just competed. He did a great job, you know, putting the ball, pound the zone, and he always gave us a great chance. Will Schilling, you know, he's another one of them, our lefty. He, you know, he had a great JV season last year, and we knew he'd be stepping into a role on the varsity this year, and he didn't let us down any. He did a nice job, you know, especially there late in the season. He came in against Martinsdale and Southeast Warren that last week in relief appearances, and, you know, he didn't give up a thing. You know, he just did a good job. You know, there's, you know, Remington Woosley, you know, he really works hard at it, and he had some real nice outings, and you know, we got some kids there can really keep us going next year.
Yeah, it looks like Remington Woosley has some potential, doesn't he? As a pitcher, as a hitter, you know, might be a guy that you could build around next year as a senior. He got some big hits for you.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, Remy, he really worked hard at it, you know, throughout the winter and the spring, and you know, he's a hardworking kid. He had a good attitude towards things. And, yeah, on the mound, he did a great job for us. And he played solid third base. And, you know, he ended up hitting 271 with, like, 16 RBIs on the year for us. So, you know, he came up with some clutch hits, and he can do a good job for us.
So what is your priority for this team, you know, in the offseason? What do you need to improve on and work on before next year?
No, as always, you'd love to get the kids on, you know, get fall throwing and maybe build a little bit more, you know, on the fastball and just work on control and, you know, and just getting confidence, you know, swinging at the plate, just keep on working hard there and, you know, just getting to be a better team and put the ball in play more consistently and making it happen.
Well, hope that all comes together and means more wins for your Wolverines. Coach, really appreciate your time here today and throughout the season, and best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, sir.
Dan Jamison, head coach for Nottoway Valley Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.